Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in. So we have had some pretty interesting energy coming over the past two nights. It's again interesting how it's happening during the nighttime while we are supposed to be in the dream state or the sleep state, and then it's not happening during the daytime. So what I'm receiving is that we are getting light codes that are coming in. They're talking about our crystalline body, they're calling it. And so when they talk to me about that, it's kind of like that rearrangement of our DNA. I know that sounds kind of like sci-fi, Star Wars out there, but you guys have to remember, again, you know, being magical souls that we are naturally very high vibrational beings. And of course, when we come here to this planet, we pop into these human vehicles. They're very dense vibrationally. So I really believe that because of what's happening right now, you know, the grand awakening, the event, whatever you want to call it, that's happening on this planet right now, that our frequency is of the utmost importance. And so we are being given the ability to kind of go back to where we came from, or to, you know, bring our DNA back to the level of frequency that we need it to be in order to be able to get this planet up and out of this spiritual war that is happening. So you're going to be getting those light codes that are coming in at nighttime. It's going to feel like you have a lot of excess energy in your body. So it's going to feel like a lot of electricity. So you may be noticing it in your legs. You may be feeling like you need to like shake out your body or like move your body. You may be noticing extra pains or discomfort like in your joints. And that's kind of where energy will pool sometimes. So what will be really helpful right now is movement, if you can do that, if you're not hurt. So any kind of movement, dancing, walking, swimming, anything that will move your body, even body sweeping, you can do that. If you can go get a massage, if you can get body work done like that, reflexology, all of that would be really helpful in moving and pushing that energy through. You can also do the visualization. So, you know, before you go to sleep at night, just because they keep on saying run the energy through you. So it's not like we want to get rid of it or like we need it to leave, but we need it to, it has to like run through, right? It's kind of like, you know, when you're doing a cycle through the dishwasher, that's kind of what we have to do with these energies. They have to cycle through the physical body. And so it's really simple. You can just close your eyes, take a few slow, deep belly breaths, and then just visualize these waves of energy or these light codes that are coming through. You can, you know, use your imagination and visualize them as like little crystals or little sparkles. And so they're all coming in from above, right? They're coming in from the universe. They're coming in from the astral plane. So just visualize that those coming in through the top of your body, going through your crown, going through all your chakras, and then visualize them going down through your body, all the way out the soles of your feet, and then out through your earth star chakra, which is about half a foot away from your the end of your body. So just visualize it kind of all going down there and anchoring down there and grounding those energies. And if you don't do that, like if you don't allow these energies to flow through you or use them in some way, it could leave you feeling like a little bit full energetically. So what happens when we have excess energy in the body? We can get migraines, we can get headaches, we can get physical pain. We can certainly become sticky for emotions. So, you know, again, triggered easily, feeling, you know, like all of the stuff kind of coming up just because it's not flowing, it's going to just sit there in your head. So you could feel all of that stuff. So we want the energies to flow. We want them to go and remove, but we also want them to do what they need to do for us. Remember these light codes, when we talk about light codes, they're here to help us. They're here to heal us. And because we still are in that very powerful full moon energy. It's still here, even though the full moon is gone. We still have that very powerful energy coming through, combined with the Scorpio season. This is the time to get things done. So if you're feeling like you've been stuck or stagnant, now is your window of opportunity. That is gone now. So don't let ego or pain body hold you in place, because this is the time for you to shine. It's the time for you to make things happen. It's really, you know, ask and you shall receive time. That's the kind of energy that's coming through. So allow yourself to get that little bit of excitement, right? That, you know, that looking forward, the anticipation of something good coming for you, and know that it's happening. Know that it's like the portals are opening up. It's all opening up and aligning for you. So I know that they said to me, this week is going to be a bit of a review for us. So you're going to be finding, and they're also saying to me now again, remember the timelines merging. So this is very interesting, and you'll know that we've been on very two distinct timelines, right? We've had, especially with the whole plandemic, and you guys, I'm saying that because that's what I believe it is. I don't believe that this is any kind of randomness whatsoever. So there's been the timeline really of the very, very strong fear, right? And then the other timeline of the people who are standing up against this, right? Who are choosing not to follow the control and the coercion anymore. We're the cycle breakers. We're deciding that this doesn't work for us anymore. We're not doing it anymore. We're recognizing the evil, the coercion. So what's happening is we're having those two timelines begin to come in together now. So this is very interesting, because they were showing us from the beginning two very distinct timelines. And now they're saying timelines merging. So keep this in mind too with everything, because this is how energy works. Remember, nothing is ever set in stone, ever. Nothing is permanent. Energy is always changing, always moving. So even when you feel like something is destined to be, or, you know, this is the ending of it, or this is the way it's going to go, you are wrong, because that's not how it works. Things change moment by moment. So use this to remind yourself in your daily life right now. So whether you're struggling with something, this can be physical, this can be emotional, it can be financial. Anywhere in your life where you have a struggle, where you feel like that is kind of like your story or you're stuck in it, remind yourself that everything shifts, everything's always moving. And in your particular experience, it's just reacting to your frequency. So when you do the adjustments to your own frequency, then you will see the whole experience before you play out differently. This is why when you're facing a problem or a challenge, your best way to go through it is not finding a solution for the problem, but focusing on it already being solved. So focusing on the positive aspects of it and not trying to go through all of the conflict of it. I hope that makes sense for you guys. And it's really about recognizing how you feel in any given situation. So reminding yourself when something starts to feel like you're being blocked or stopped, or it's creating the resistance, that's the time where you take a little bit of a pause, you regroup energetically, you pull back, and you create the space. And it'll be in that space that you'll be able to have clarity as to what you should do or what your next move will be. So going back to what's going to be happening on the planet right now. So we have had the lies, the manipulation, the control, the deceit. It's happening. I'm sure that at some point everybody on this planet now is recognizing that what the politicians have been talking to us about is not true. What the health professionals have been telling us is not true. It's, you know, all of that. We're having the awareness of it. We are going to be coming into the cold and flu season next. And I know that the way things were going, this was going to be a disaster. It was going to be disastrous. And I feel like that is shifting. I feel like there's a lightness or a lighter energy around it. And so when they tell me that there's something that's happened or shifted behind the scenes, that's the big picture, the big scope of things. So that's when we're talking about the good versus evil, we're talking about the New World Order against the White Hat, right? We're talking about all of that, the powers that be that control this planet, that make everything happen. We are simply just the frequency changers on here. We're not the ones that are pouring out the storyline for the planet. But it'll be very interesting to see what's going to be happening over the next little while, because there's, you know, we're at the point where everybody's facing their termination of their jobs, right? All of our healthcare workers, all of the frontline workers, they're all, their time is ending now. But we also are seeing some very interesting things happening with the mandate and with the directions of the governments. So there's going to be, again, the shift has happened. There's going to be it's like the dark side is having the recognition that it didn't go the way that they planned, that it hasn't worked. So they're having to do a regrouping. And I have to tell you this too, I've been feeling into this. So from the beginning, I've known that the vaccinations were not about the vaccination, but they're about a currency. They were using it as a currency because it held a value. So it holds a value. And something has shifted in the value of that currency. So you're going to see, there's going to be a change that happens there. And I feel like part of this is there, because they're showing me right now about the pulling the children into this. So you guys will know that they're now like certain countries are now wanting to vaccinate the children that are really 5 years old and up, I think. And we know that that is morally wrong. We know it's medically wrong. We know that there's no right in that equation at all. And unfortunately, I think that more and more people are going to start hearing stories about people that they know personally who are now having the effects of it. So, you know, as an example, you know, our circle of people, we know there are several teenagers we know now that have the heart inflammation now because of it. So now they're, you know, so big medical side effects, like bad, dangerous. And I really feel like this is, I don't know if you guys remember, this is taking you on a big, wide kind of loop. But if you remember the very beginning of this, back to the beginning of it, if you were only following mainstream media, then you would not know anything about this. And this is going to seem really weird and strange to you. But if you were following other sources of information, you would have known that there was the child trafficking. There was all of that stuff going on at the very beginning of this, the underground tunnels where they were hiding the children, where all of the horrific things that nobody ever wants to think about or talk about. But part of that was about the control, the manipulation, the deceit. Again, it started with the children. It's coming back to the children. So they're saying to me, like, full circle, it's coming all the way back around again. And of course, we know firsthand, if you consider yourself to be a starseed or an empath, all of the children that are being born right now, all of the children that are coming to this planet right now are all super high vibrational beings. Like, these are going to be the game changers, the world changers. They're the ones that have the gifts, that have the powers. And now the New World Order is trying to use them as currency in this spiritual war. And we're not going to let it happen. It's not going to happen. So we've got some really big stuff that's coming up. And I know it's hard sometimes to be thinking outside the box lots, because there's so much happening in the world and on the planet in the big picture. And so do yourself a favor. Don't go there all the time so that you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember that they're saying to me, a cog in the wheel. So remember that we are all, you know, like we're one of those cogs in the wheel that's making the wheel go around. And so the thing that you need to focus on right now is your own well-being, your own vibrational frequency. So your own health, your own healing, your own wellness. And then they're talking to me right now about focusing on the light within you. So doing everything you can moment by moment to increase that light, to increase that love, that frequency. And starting with yourself, right? Like that's where the level of standard comes in. That's where your boundaries are created for what is acceptable and what's not acceptable for you. So remember, they said this week was going to be reflective. So honor that. So honor going through this week of like how much you've been through, what you're coming through, what kind of accomplishments that you've made on a soul's level, like how you're recognizing a difference in your frequency. And if you're not, then that's the time for you to, you know, start engaging more with that, engaging more with yourself, right? Having that, because right now you've got all of that power, that divine guidance behind you, supporting you on your soul's journey. So through your life lessons. And so if there's anything in there, it's kind of like they're saying to me, summer school right now. So it's kind of like that. If you didn't do so good on the courses during the year, it's summer school time. So now they're going to be helping you with all the stuff that was kind of difficult for you. And they're going to show it to you in a different way, in a different light, so that you can still gain the frequency, the access to the frequencies, and be able to bring that into your experience. Okay, so remember, guys, we have our group healing session, which is happening this Wednesday, I think 7 o'clock, but you'll get the Zoom link. Always follow the time on the Zoom link. That will be, I'll be there on that time, regardless of what I post in the social media. Oh, you guys know the whole time thing for me is a little bit of a stretch sometimes. So Wednesday, group healing. It's going to be short and sweet. It's literally going to be half an hour. So please, if you're coming, come on time, because I'm not going to be letting anybody in after the fact. So be there when we start. Of course, it will be uploaded into the hub. So you can, if you do miss it, you can watch it at your leisure and still receive the benefits of it. I will make sure that those frequencies are extended to you as well. Okay, my lovelies, have a magical, magical week, and hopefully I see you on Wednesday, and I will be at the end of this week putting out our November schedule, so we're going to get that out, we're going to get new times, new dates for all of our live get-togethers. Yeah, I'm so excited. November's going to be amazing. It really is, and I will talk to you guys all soon.